on what you define as a rogue soldier. I think we need to take our lead from the Chief of the Defence Force's press conference this morning in saying that there's many complex issues involved, and I think we're often all too quick to jump to the there's an Afghan soldier who has shot some coalition people. It must be the Taliban. Yes, it may indeed be either a Taliban infiltrator or somebody who's been paid by the Taliban to engage the Australian soldiers with their weapon. It could be an Afghan soldier who has some sort of quarrel with the Australians or has some dissatisfaction with them. Or it could indeed, this is a war, war is nasty, it could be an Afghan soldier who, for whatever reason, has a psychological disorder, has a weapon, and has then opened fire with it. We have to not be quick in jumping to conclusions about what the cause of this was.
Nevertheless, it is an interesting theory, isn't it? Because if you were the Taliban, it's a great way to break the morale of the troops.
Oh, well, indeed. The Taliban are not idiots. The Taliban sit down and they look at the weak points of the coalition. The coalition is seeking to build up the Afghan National Security Forces. To do that is engaged in a training and partnering relationships with them in many places. Now, the best way, obviously, to break down those training and partnership relationships is to stoke up distrust from the coalition troops continually looking over their shoulder at the Afghan troops and thinking, right, is this today that they're going to shoot me? And obviously it's also playing into the hand of relationships between the coalition troops and the Afghan troops in another way. The first reaction, of course, of coalition troops is when one of these happens is to disarm the Afghan troops that are in the same unit as those who have fired the shots. But, of course, this is Afghan society is an armed society. It's a society based on codes of honour. You take away a soldier's weapon, you are depriving him of his honour. So again, further undermining the relationship between the two sides of this mentoring partner, this mentoring and training relationship.
It's going to increase pressure back home, though, isn't it? Where there's already, you know, a majority of the public apparently wanting troops to withdraw from Afghanistan.
Oh, of course it is. The nature of Australian society is that when we have these casualties in Afghanistan, that the Australian public quite rightly asks, well, what are we in Afghanistan for? What are we seeking to achieve? How long will we be there for? So, quite rightly, it asks the questions of its political leaders as to what it's all about, and then it's obviously their job to provide the justification for why we are there and why is it strategically relevant for Australia to be continuing to commit troops in Afghanistan.
Do you think we're reaching a bit of a straw about to break the camel's back, though? Like, I can imagine one more incident like this is really going to turn public opinion very strongly against us being in Afghanistan.
It may, but then the government seems fairly strong in its resolve to maintain a commitment in Afghanistan with its alliance partners until 2014 and has bipartisan support for that at the moment.